Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 11, Verse 25. Srinanchapati Devanam Tasu Susanukulata Tad Bandhashva Luvatacha Nityan Tad Vratadharanam. Translation. To render service to the husband, to be always favorably disposed toward the husband, to be equally well disposed toward the husband's relatives and friends, and to follow the vows of the husband, these are the four principles to be followed by a woman described as chaste. Repeat. To render service to the husband, to be always favorably disposed towards the husband, to be equally well disposed towards the husband's relatives and friends, and to follow the vows of the husband. These are the four principles to be followed by women described as chaste. It is very important for peaceful household life that a woman follow the vow of her husband. Any disagreement with the husband's vow will disrupt family life. In the Chanakya Pandit gives a very valuable instruction. Dampatyo kalato nasti tatra sri swayamagata. When there are no fights between husband and wife, the goddess of fortune automatically comes to the home. A woman's education should be conducted along the lines indicated in this verse. The basic principle for a chaste woman is to be always favorably disposed toward her husband. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Stri su dushtas varshneya jayate varna sankara. If the women are polluted, there will be varna sankara population. In modern terms, the Varna Sankara are the hippies who do not follow any regulative instructions. Another explanation is that when the population of Varna Sankara, no one can know who is on what platform. The Varna Sankara system scientifically divides the society into four Varnas and four Ashramas. But in Varna Sankara society, there are no such distinctions and no one can know who is who. In such a society, no one can distinguish Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. For peace and happiness in the material world, the Varnathram Institute must be introduced. The symptom of one's activity must be defined and one must be educated accordingly. Then spiritual advancement will automatically be possible. So, in the olden times, or in the Vedic times, a woman is always married. Because there is a social system, people have to follow the divine Varnasrama order. Say the woman have their nature and men have their nature. Very unusual that a woman can change her nature, different from the body. And so also the man, they have their nature and they belong to certain varna, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Akshudra. If you say it is unusual that one can change his nature, because devotional service is very rare. Devotional service is very rare. Only with devotional service, bhakti yoga, one can change one's nature. So, if a person has not become a devotee of the Lord, one begins to become a devotee of the Lord when one surrenders to a Vaishnava. That's the beginning of devotion. Adho Shraddha to the Sadhu Sangha. So Sadhu Sangha means you don't teach the sadhus. Sadhu Sangha means you take the association of the sadhus. One should have the common sense. Where do I stand? What is my realization? What is my steady mind, fixed up mind? What is my taste for devotional service? Do you have the spiritual qualities? Acting spiritual qualities and naturally functioning as a spiritual being. These two are different things. We should act. Our nonsense mind may be saying many things. You know, I am not hypocrite, I have some thoughts and I have to act something else. I don't do like that. So if I am a nonsense, I am going to bring all the garbage and disturb everybody. No. We are supposed to improve our nature. Irrespective of our mind, we are supposed to act good, and gradually when you try to act good and also actually change your mind by chanting mantras or by devotional service, it is true. It is true that one should be the same, his thoughts, his speech, his actions. But when our mind is nonsense, that doesn't mean that you also exhibit your speech and actions accordingly. That means we are Sudra. Take a humble stand, don't try to be independent. Because we are not reformed in mind. Actually, when we say independent, then one who is actually dependent on Krishna, one who is dependent on Guru Parampara, one who is dependent on senior Vaishnavas, one who is dependent on Siksha Guru, one who is dependent on his spiritual master or Diksha Guru. That means a Vaishnava is never independent. No one is independent. Only Krishna is the only Swaraj, Abhijna Swaraj, because Krishna is Abhijna. is all knowing and there is no one above him. So Krishna is the only independent person. Prabhupada said, no one is above consultation. Even Krishna, he doesn't have to consult anybody, but he always consults his devotees. Yudhishthira Maharaj, he will consult Arjuna, he will consult Uddhava, he will consult. Because there, it's not that Krishna needs consultation, but with his pure devotees, Krishna deals on equal platform. Krishna like, because a pure devotee has no separate desires from Krishna. So Krishna can consult a pure devotee, because the pure devotee knows the desire of Krishna. Whether Krishna says himself or a pure devotee says, it is the same, because a pure devotee has no independent desires. A pure devotee always has just what pleases Krishna. That's why Krishna gives the liberty to his devotees. He knows that they will not be spoiled. He knows that they will not disturb others. On the other hand, he will utilize his freedom in order to remain a humble servant of the Lord. As you become humble servant of the Lord, your real freedom begins. Krishna, we all have a propensity to serve Krishna. But in the conditioned life, you don't know whether you are whimsical or you are trying to do things you like in the name of serving Krishna. This is always there. Some devotees, they try to understand the mood and mind of the spiritual master and act accordingly. That means they are not dependent. And there are people who want to do things they want, but for the pleasure of the spiritual master, not so good. And there's third class people are there, they just want to do what they like. Only in name's sake, they accepted a spiritual master, but really is no better than a person who has not accepted a spiritual master, who just is making a show. So at least second class fellow, on being told, if you cannot understand the mood and the mind of the spiritual master, it is on being told, please do like this. So spiritual life begins when we actually give up our independence and try to act for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. Then the purification will begin. So here, people are born with nature. We are all evolving. And we are evolving according to our association. When your association is good, it is spiritual association, then you will also develop the desire, you will also make the efforts, and you will also act spiritually, and one day you will be a devotee of the Lord. That means we are all meant to serve. Service is our nature. So according to our mentality, we are serving in different ways. serving oneself, serving cats and dogs, serving according to his attachment, and serving on a bodily platform. There are people without becoming Krishna conscious, they want to love and serve everybody. They want to love and serve everybody. That is the utmost mode of goodness. So they want to serve. They are kind to animals, they are kind to fellow human beings, but because they don't know what to give to their fellow human beings, they don't know how to serve the entities that cannot speak, that have no higher order intelligence. So, such people sometimes get shot. Martin Luther King was shot dead. John F. Kennedy was shot dead. And Indira Gandhi, she was shot dead. Mahatma Gandhi, shot dead. It's not that they were rogues like the present-day politicians, but they were only trying to serve on a bodily platform. That is, their service never ends. Service to the body has no end. Until you die, you have some problem or the other. Is that right? Until you die. So, and then until you die, there is no limit to serving the body. And you may serve the body, like Mother Teresa, taking up in the name of missionaries of charity. That's their institution. Their International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Missionaries of charity. Give your life to people who are deprived. Where is the end? You become a donkey all your life. Or at the most, she is trying to, because Christ was compassionate, and they try to follow their master and try to be compassionate. But it will be a total failure. It can never be accomplished, because there is no answer on bodily platform. You have to limit the service to the body. Suppose I become sick and doctor says we have to spend about 30-40 lakhs of rupees. You don't have money. And how are you going to do it? You borrow the money and how are you going to pay it back? And after that also, the help you receive is very meager. You may, bellows, yes, you are alive, but no use. You are alive. What is the use of surviving like that? So all because of lack of spiritual understanding. Simply, we are all racing with time. Time is running out. What is to be accomplished? What is to be achieved in life? So time takes away everything. Time destroys everything. Nothing material will last. Your time destroys. Is that right? So simply, that's why we have to be very faithful to Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita's human life is meant for self-realization. That's all. As you take up this job, everything will fall into place. Everything. No lamentation, no anxiety, no fear, no worry. Because you are trying to transcend the body. అస్వచ్ఛానన్న శోచస్తం ప్రజ్ఞావాదాంత భాషసే గతాసు నగతాసుంచ నాను శోచంతి పండిత. ది లెర్నడ్ మ్యాన్, ది ఎన్లైటెన్డ్ మ్యాన్ ఈ విల్ నాట్ లామెంట్ ఫర్ ది డెడ్ నాట్ ది లివింగ్. వై డూ యూ లామెంట్ ఫర్ ది లివింగ్? దే ఆర్ లివింగ్ బట్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ డూయింగ్ వెల్. పూర్ పీపుల్, సిక్ పీపుల్, ఓల్డ్ పీపుల్ సఫరింగ్ లైక్ ఎనీథింగ్. యూ షుడ్ నాట్ లామెంట్ ఫర్ ది లివింగ్. నథింగ్ కెన్ బి డన్. యూ కెన్ ట్రై. ఇన్ ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్ నథింగ్ కెన్ బి డన్. యూ మస్ట్ సర్వ్, యూ గివ్ సమ్ మసాజ్. యూ ఆర్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు గెట్ బ్యాక్ ది యూత్ అగైన్. నాట్ పాసిబుల్. సో సీ, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ల్యాక్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ వేస్టింగ్ సెంచరీస్ అండ్ సెంచరీస్, నాట్ ఇంటెన్షనల్లీ బట్ ఇగ్నోరెంట్. దే డోంట్ ఇగ్నోరెంట్. దట్స్ వై దెర్ ఈజ్ నో బుక్ లైక్ భగవద్గీత. ఇన్ ది ప్యాస్ట్, ఇన్ ది ప్రజెంట్, ఇన్ ది ఫ్యూచర్ దెర్ విల్ నాట్ బి ఎ బుక్ లైక్ భగవద్గీత. బికాస్ భగవద్గీత ఈజ్ ఎటర్నల్ సైన్స్. నాట్ దట్ 5 సెంచురీస్ అగో, నాట్ దట్ ఆఫ్టర్ 5 సెంచురీస్, దెర్ ఈజ్ నో రెలవెన్స్ టు భగవద్గీత. ద ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ రెలవెంట్. అండ్ ది ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఆర్ బికాస్ వీఆర్ నాట్ అప్లయింగ్ ది ట్రూత్ ఇన్ అవర్ డే టు డే లైఫ్. సో ఎట్ దిస్ శ్లోక ఈజ్ ఫోకసింగ్ ఆన్ ఉమెన్. టుడే శ్లోక, బై నేచర్ ఎ ఉమెన్ ఈజ్ డిపెండెంట్. ప్రభుపాద సార్, వై డూ ఉమెన్ డ్రెస్ నైస్లీ? వై డూ ఉమెన్ ఆల్వేస్ the men don't care, they just go with all their dirty clothes and all this. But woman, every time, tuck tuck, good, people have to be clean and good. But that clean and good is for, not just for becoming clean and good, that is presentable. Do I look nice? The nature is to look good. Akhil Prabhupada said to attract man. That is the nature of the woman. And so, your woman should be married before puberty. Before puberty, she is not contaminated by desires. She's clean and good. And then as the puberty sets in, the desires will overwhelm, and then she starts looking here and there, so which is not, because always whenever you're looking for something, you can go on. It's called not a chaste woman. So here we are reading, according to Vedic standard, a woman has to be married, and her business is simply, now people are married now also, nowadays, at least in India, many women are married, but do these things are followed by woman to render service to the husband. Generally, women are controlling the husband. In modern context, women simply control the husband. Everybody's experience. we are trying to sell books in the train, and we are talking to the man, please read this, that, and he will look at his woman. What do you think? Don't buy. They think if the husband takes interest in spirituality, maybe he will lose interest in me. Maybe he will go away from the house. But that is not Vedic life. Vedic life is not that you take interest in God and tell your wife, I am now leaving. No. That's not allowed. Guru will not tell, don't marry. After marriage, Guru will not tell, just now you got Krishna, you know, just you be on the highway. Don't worry, you are doing the right thing. No. Because Krishna consciousness can practice in any situation. So why should you neglect your duties? No? Is that right? If you are married, you cannot practice bhakti or what? No. But what do you mean to say? You cannot practice bhakti. You cannot practice bhakti. That means Bhagavad Gita is wrong. This is called independent nature. You may say, for me it may be difficult. But actually, no, because you are not a good devotee. Alone I am not able to do bhakti. How am I going to do bhakti when I get married? I will become more mess. Is that right? That you say. But don't say that Bhagavad Gita is wrong. Vaikrishna is saying people should be for varnas and for orders. Whenever you disagree with Bhagavad Gita, you are wrong or Bhagavad Gita is wrong. So that means you have admitted your foolishness by saying that no, no, I cannot practice bhakti if I marry. So, but the spiritual master tells you to marry. You are trying to follow the Vedic system. Yes, I accept spiritual master and his instructions are life and soul to me. And at one stage, spiritual master will tell you, get married. Then what will you do? Independent. You are not trying to get married and be submit to the husband. Or you accept spiritual master and submit to the spiritual master. None of them are there. No husband, no spiritual master. So where is spiritual life? Gone to the wind. That means the principle of surrender. The principle of surrender cannot be compromised. Otherwise our tendency is to be independent. Why we want to be independent? Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is independent, being the spirit soul, with a tendency. When we say independent, you become independent of three modes of material nature. Not independent of Krishna, not independent of spiritual master. When you become dependent on spiritual master, when you become dependent on Krishna, you will become independent of the three modes of material nature. The three modes of material nature cannot disturb you. That means literally there is no independence. Either you surrender to Krishna's representative or you surrender to Krishna's material energy. That's why devotees is voluntarily. They always. Devotee means you will never shout. Devotee means you will never yell. Devotee will never fight because he is not independent. Only when you are independent, you fight for your rights. When you are dependent and you have a problem, you will go back and report. My dear sir, I have this problem, but you don't want to behave like a beast. She wrote a letter, more than a beast, I am a mad woman. See? Class man, I can't even say that. I don't know if you class man. Okay? So what did I say? Yeah. It's a person, as long as we are in this world, you have to be on guard 24 hours, 30 days, 12 months, 100 years, whatever. We have come into this world because we are not surrendered. If you are a pure devotee, why will you take birth? Why did you take birth in a nonsense family if you are a pure devotee? Who will get what kind of parents? When our consciousness is bad, we are born in a family of parents who are bad in consciousness. If your consciousness is pure, clean, then you will have a different set of parents, elevated parents, who will train you further. No? So to render service to the husband, service is our nature. The woman, that's why men should not take intimate service, because by service, your heart will be agitated. You think you will be. Because woman attracts people by her service. That is her nature. So, the woman will cook good food, you will do all activities, and will try to control the husband. And it is a fall down for the husband. When he is, the woman is exhibiting her nature of service, but the husband should know how to engage the woman in the service of the Lord. Otherwise, the husband or whoever is taking service from a woman. That's why it is said, sannyasis, sadhus, they should not be in one place. When you are one place, and then there are people serving you, and then there is every chance that your heart may become contaminated. Still we take the risk because we are in devotional service. Devotional service is supposed to be more powerful. If you are attracted to Krishna, then only you can withstand. Men and women attractions can be kept at a distance when you are attracted to. Otherwise, spiritual life appears little dull and boring, and this active relation with woman, you feel like you are God and by nature, woman, they are doing the service very nicely. And then, instead of meditating on Krishna, because there is practically the service being received, your heart may turn away from Krishna. That's why in the olden times, women were not allowed in the ashrams, and always woman-man relations are always only as much as necessary in the matter of discharging one's duty. But unfortunately, when the woman cannot get along well, nonsense woman, they are together, so they have no good relationship among themselves. Naturally, woman is looking here and there. No? Always in group. These things don't work. No? Our so-called independent nature, our so-called indifference, in the long run, neither we are in some home, nor we are in ashram. 15 years wasted. We get back to the pavilion. Now what I should do? Then I am not fit in the ashram. And I am not at the right age, I have not accepted what is recommended in the scriptures, the grace. That's why we should know. Whatever is told by spiritual master, we should understand what a nonsense we must be on being told 100 times, also you do the same thing. That means you have rejected the mercy of Krishna. Spiritual master represents the grace of God. That's okay, his divine grace. His divine grace is coming, the instructions are coming. And you kick away the instructions and you think, how long that will go on? That will not go on for long. When the spiritual master says, your survival, it rests on how you all stay together. Like even, why only woman? Prabhupada said about the devotees, unless you all cooperate together, you are not going to make your spiritual life. Even for men, Prabhupada told, what to speak about woman? Woman should never be independent. Manu Samhita says, Stri Swatantram Na Arhati. You have to trust somewhere. If you are trusted ISKCON institution, you are trusted the authority who is going according to the standards, immediately there is no way. If you accept the authority, your spiritual life is in place. If you not accept the authority properly, on your own. Do. So it's not, so we should know, we are an institution, it is a well-placed institution. ISKCON is considered to be following the Bhagavad Gita. Everything according to. That's the Prabhupada said, whenever there are issues, don't talk, I think, I like this, in my opinion. No. Always quote, according to Bhagavad Gita, I think this is right to do. Don't give your speculative ideas. Whenever devotees speak among themselves, always scriptural standards, always the sadhu standards, what did Prabhupada say, what did the Narada Muni say, Prahlad say, like that we should talk. You know? No, because how can you trust your mind? So if a woman takes up the decision not to render service to the husband, and her nature is to render service, where are you going to direct your service? If there is no good service, then business starts fighting. Fight for your own selfish interests. So, nothing remains. Simply what nonsense is going on the outside is there inside, here in the ashram. That's why all things go on. Otherwise, what is the difference between your behavior and outsider's behavior? If you show your teeth and nail, at least in the outside world, people go to police and people go to court and all that. Here the fights will increase because there is no police and court system. Might is right. Samjha? Mere piche aayega to kya hoga tumko? So to render service to the husband, that means your nature is to service. Service means no yelling and shouting. Service means no arguments. Service means with folded hands, take instructions, go on. To be always favorably disposed toward the husband. So this also means that you be favorably disposed to Krishna and Krishna's representative. Otherwise, you are on your own. So let's say always. Ashram life means what? Ashram life, very peaceful atmosphere, very cooperative atmosphere, very adjusting atmosphere. because nobody is trying to dominate or nobody is trying to be independent. If nobody is trying to be independent or dominant, I want to serve you, I want to serve you, where is the room for fights? No? I want to comfort you. I want to just you play your role. Don't worry, if I try to serve, I will be dominated more. That means we don't have faith in Krishna. We don't have faith in the system. We are all here devotees. Suppose somebody is trying to exploit you. Is Krishna a dumb man? In the outside world, Krishna doesn't interfere. In the outside world, both are non-devotees according to their karmas. Kick, kick. But in the society of devotees, suppose I am a boss here. Boss must have certain responsibilities to my subordinates. But instead of rendering service to my subordinates, I am here to help. But I try to exploit. Then will Krishna keep quiet or what? The whole thing is controlled and monitored by Krishna. No? So don't take law into your hands. Don't take law into your hands. You should have that faith. Yesterday only we were reading that sloka on faith in Bhagavad Gita. Ah, very good. Yesterday we were reading sloka on faith. Asraddha, what is that? What is that? Asraddha dana purusha dharma shasya parantapa aprapya mam nivartante mrityu samsara vartamani. That's why you are wasting your time. Wherever you are, you follow the principle. I am here to surrender, I am here to render service. If you don't have faith, still you are spending your time, you are wasting your time. In ISKCON, you don't have to be doing like that because ISKCON, no one is independent. We are all given certain systems. What a temple person is supposed to set the example. No. He will come to the Mangalarti himself. He will be unconditional in his service. He is ready to put his hands anywhere and do service. And he is in the lead, in his enthusiasm to render service. And so he is doing his job. What about you? Are you doing your job? You are a subordinate. A subordinate business is, it actually asks, Maharaj, are you satisfied with our behavior in service? We would never like to ask that. Because we don't actually get the mood of surrender at all. So we don't get that question also. What I can do, what I want to do, I will just do. If they catch me, I say, I want to go away from here. So the temple authority is good enough. All right, instead of leaving a man, let him go through the purification. Some Hare Krishna chanting is going on. Maybe one day you will understand. One day. So, third thing, to be equally well disposed towards the husband's relatives and friends. So this also applies to spiritual life. The spiritual masters, God brothers, the spiritual master, other disciples, it is not that like Chamchagiri. Chamchagiri is sort of the spiritual master. Maharaj, you are fooling yourself. No, it is said, equally well disposed towards husbands, relatives and friends. Let's say the standard given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is all are great devotees in the Chaitanya Leela. When Raghunath Das Thakur, he came to meet the Lord in Jagannath Puri, the way Gauranga Mahaprabhu embraced Raghunath Das, all others can understand, this man is extraordinary. Immediately, they all took. So, whoever is liked by Gauranga Mahaprabhu, all others. Because he will only accept advanced devotees. Even in Varanasi, this Sanatana Goswami, he came all the way from Bengal, he escaped from the prison and he came to Varanasi to meet the Lord. It was completely like Dharadesh. Dharadesh was completely in a shattered class, looking very dirty and bad. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, there is someone, some great Vaishnava is at the doorstep, go and see. So this guy is expecting that, what is Misra? The devotee. Tapan, yeah, Tapan Misra. Yeah. Chandrasekhar Misra. Tapan Misra, Tapan Misra was asked, from Bengal he was asked to go to Varanasi and wait for him. It is Tapan Misra. So he went out and saw, he was, when it was told that the great, great Vaishnava has come, he went and saw. He was looking for a man with very clean and telak and everything, very like that, which generally Vaishnavas are. And he only saw a beggar with a very torn, unkempt cloth and everything. There is no Vaishnava anybody. Is there anyone at all? He asked. Is there anyone? Yeah, there is some beggar kind of person. He said, bring him in. And he immediately embraces him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such, so perfect, so clean and so. But he embraces. Immediately they could all understand this Sanatana Goswami. What kind of Vaishnava is he? With all his dirty appearance also. Lord is unable to restrain himself because Lord is always indifferent to externals. He sees the heart, embraces, and everybody goes, and they could all, wow. And then they could all see that he is very close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So similarly, whenever a spiritual master, yeah, generally what? A temple authority, when somebody is submissive, generally he likes them because they are in right mood to advance in spiritual life. So he will deal freely with them. Then we should understand that by serving them also, not directly the spiritual master, but serving the devotees who are dear to the spiritual master, one makes good advancement. And to follow the vows of the husband, the fourth thing. Generally, you know, we are reading in Bhagavatam, in the traditional system, the disciples will go and beg and they come back. And until the spiritual master says, take your food, then this guy will not take his food. Even the food which we require, that means they are so strict about their submission and looking for the orders from the spiritual master to follow the words of the husband, a real wife, a real disciple. They try to, if the spiritual master is following the words, is advanced. And in order to advance, how much more strict I have to be following these things. So a chaste disciple and chaste woman, no difference. Similarly, a chaste son. A son has always to satisfy his father. A disciple has always to satisfy his spiritual master. And a wife has to always satisfy her husband. So as disciples, we don't want to be with crude mentality, you know, just doing things we like, not doing things we don't like, or you know, we are not careful. The spiritual master is not the loser. We are the loser. Because as you advance in spiritual life, you become very refined, very sensitive, very careful. Even when you want to say something very politely, because we don't know where we stand, and we don't want to make offenses, you know, always on the safe side. So, here we are reading, in the society there may be grihasthas, in ISKCON society, if they still have to go to a counselor, they still have to go to some consultation, that means their spiritual standards are not good. The spiritual standards are good. Why they have to go to a third party to solve the issue? You know? Just like, you know, devotees, they sit together and sort of. At the most, they can go to the spiritual master. And that's the, nothing like going to the court. In spiritual organizations, Prabhupada said, never go to courts. Then you will be wasting your money and time because they don't understand the principle of spiritual life. The courts are there for justice, but they don't know the spiritual principle. They don't have a spiritual vision. They will only go by mundane laws. But they don't just work in spiritual organizations. So people who try to challenge, let's say, whenever somebody is taking sannyas in his class, when there is difference, what will you do? I'll go to police and put a case on his car. Or I'll go to police and put a case on the temple president. Now, the GBC decision will be final. Whenever there are some differences and conflicts, and the matters will be presented at different levels. Finally, it stops at the GBC, like Supreme Court. For the material structure, the Supreme Court is the last. After that, there is no justice system. Finish, whatever the Supreme Court decides. But nowadays, people are so belligerent, so quarrelsome. When the Supreme Court doesn't give decision favorably, they create a mass movement. All majority people stand up and like that. That means actually there is no law and order, is it right? In the country, there is no law and order. People, because by majority opinion, again, things will be taken into their own hands. But in spiritual life, we all come with some sensitivity. We all come with a self-discipline. So here we should not go to such extremes. Of fighting, quarreling, courts, police, you know, things like that, dissensions, break is gone into pieces. And then you are completely displeasing Prabhupada. You know? Finish. No spiritual life. You may take possession of this big building here, but your spiritual life is ruined. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram.